Hi, Sean. It's Bob.
Hi, I'm sorry. Is this Bob?
Yes.
Hey, Bob. This is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good. Actually, I'm trying to follow up with you. It looks like we had sent you guys a finance offer for some equipment financing and some working capital. It's about 2 weeks ago. Just wanted to touch base with you, see if you saw it, get an idea of what sort of plans you have coming up we could help you with.
I'm kind of I kind of downsized my business, and I'm actually moving into a smaller location. I sold the building, so the only thing that I'm looking for is some financing on a 1031 exchange for a quadruplex or a triplex.
Oh, okay. You know how much that goes for?
I'm going to be putting down around about, I think, 280, maybe a little more. And we're looking at borrowing probably around about that 380 to 420.
Okay. And how soon were you looking to get it?
Well, the building closes here in about 18 days, so anytime after that.
Oh, okay. I see.
Put a letter as soon as I can.
Have you looked anywhere else to get the financing?
Nah, not really. I've been so damn busy with other stuff. But I've located the several properties out there, so there's not going to be a shortage of finding the right piece, and I've got a little bit of time to do that. I need to start working on it now.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we can, at least get the ball rolling, see what we can do for you on it.
All right.
What's a good email address for you?
It's B-O-B, Bob, the letter G as in George, the number 5, S-T-A-R, that's Bob G, 5-star, at
yahoo.com. Yahoo.com, okay. All right, and then, a couple of quick questions for you. How's your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere
in
the middle?
It's 660 to 700, something like that. All depends what you look at.
Okay.
That's all going to change, too, because I'm walking away paying everything off, and we're going to be pretty much debt-free.
Oh, nice.
So, that being said, my cash flow is going to be in a better position than it's ever been for a while. And I'm sure that over the next, 3-4 months, my credit score is going to, see a significant jump.
Okay. All right. Give me one second here. Sorry. All right. All right. So what I can do is, I can send you an email right now. It'll have the application that I would need you to fill out. And then along with that, we would just take a look at 6 months of the recent bank statements. From there,
okay,
we can get you approved and, with a couple different options as far as terms and rates go. Have you budgeted for a monthly payment for it?
Because I'm not going to I'm not going to stop working for a while. I'm going to make gross $4,000 a month on the property, and I'm thinking that the payment's going to be less than $3,000.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be a positive cash flow. I've got property in the UK that I'm going to be liquidating here fairly soon too. And, I don't need to take any money from the rental property until I retire in another 5 years.
All right. Now, what exactly do you do over there?
I have a machine shop.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been in business?
Since 1987.
Oh, wow. Nice. So what was the... What made you go for the downsize?
It's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time. What I'm looking to do here, I've sold all the machines that I don't need to take with me, and the way things are set up in this market right now, with the machines I've got and the two people that I will be taking with me, I'll actually make more money doing nothing.
Oh, nice. That's a good setup.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. I'm taking, everything's unencumbered, and, my overhead's going to go from 11,000 to 2,700.
Oh, wow, quite a drop.
Yeah, and we will be doing the same volume of work.
Oh, that just makes sense then.
So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and, you know, it's just time. It's just time to, you know, when you got a larger business, a lot of larger building, more equipment, it's a slightly bigger monster that you got to feed every month.
Sure.
And, yeah, and I'm not as young as I used to be, so I really don't care to do that. But I'm not ready just to totally hang it up.
Okay.
So I got two key people that will be going with me, and, you know, then we're looking at five years, maybe a little more, and letting them buy it out from me.
It's a good plan in place.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, it all seems to make sense.
Well, it does on paper, and, you know, if I was 30 years old, it wouldn't make sense, but, you know, I'm not. So that's where I'm at on that. Now, the thing about it is because of the credit, it's not pristine right now because, you know, we do have debt to contend to. I'm not adverse to doing a 3-year ARM or something and then doing a refi a year and a half down the road or 2 years down the road.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You know, because
it'll give us some options to work with.
Yeah, because, you know, that way there, it gives you a good loan to value ratio there. You know, you're just getting the interest that you want. And then once my credit score gets reevaluated and I can show 6 months of higher cash flow in the business, then we can negotiate a better interest and loan
rate. Exactly that. That's another very sensible plan.
Well, you know, I'm a realist when it comes to this stuff. I mean, it's, you know, nobody's going to sprinkle pixie dust on me. I've got to, you know, do it the way it's available. And so that would be, you know, that would be the way I would look at it. So, you know, I'd rather pay a little higher interest rate right now rather than give Uncle Sam $200,000.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can understand that. Now, here's a question. What do you do for gross annual sales?
What are my gross annual sales?
Yeah.
Right now, they're probably going to be around about 300 to 360.
Okay. And are you looking to stay at about that same range after the move?
Oh, yeah. I got no choice. I got my customers. No, we're busy.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, with the equipment I've got and the guys I've got, it's no big deal to do 25 to 30.
Still pump that out. Yeah.
Pump that out. You know, each machine's going to be doing, you know, 12 to 16,000 a month, plus other stuff. So, you know, it's the numbers are real.
Yeah. Okay.
And even if I did 20, I'm still going to make, you know, a little over $10,000 a month net profit.
Nice. Now, have you sold off all of the machines that you were looking to sell? Do you got anything left?
Yeah. No. That's all the ones that I didn't need. I went ahead and liquidated them and got everything and used that to take care of all you know, getting clear of all the notes we had against it.
Okay. And remind me again one more time what type of time frame we're looking at here.
Well, the building is set to close on the 15th of June. I have to go ahead and identify a piece of property 45 days from there, and then I have 180 days in which to close.
Okay. Okay, well.
And I do have a 1031 exchange person in place that's handling the funds, and will handle all the exchanges from there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead. I will shoot you the email right now with the application that I would need, and then I would just need a couple of the bank statements to go with it. I think six months of bank statements. From there, we'll be able to get you, you know, an approval with, and we can go over different options as far as terms go.
All right. Yeah, and, you know, like I said, if it, you know, if we have to do a not so nice deal to get me through 12 months to where I can refi with you guys afterwards, and then, you know, that's acceptable.
Absolutely. That's always on the table. It's kind of nice because it is a renewable source. So once we get it's typically about 40% of the way through a term. Then we open you up to being able to refinance little, you know, longer terms, lower rates from there.
Yeah. All right, that sounds like a plan. I will be back in the office here probably 45 minutes, and if it's there, I'll take a look at it.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Bye-bye.